We are healed. Glory to God. Celestia, hallelujah. Ekamosha. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ekamosha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are healed. By the womb. Thank you, Lord. Ekamosha. It is time. Oh, somebody's getting touched right now. We are healed. You're being healed right now. By the womb. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. It is time. Yes, we are healed. By the womb. In my we are healed by the womb. It is signed. Lord Jesus, we thank you today, Lord Jesus, for the powers in your great name to heal and cast out devils. Somebody today, Lord God, is sick and suffering in their body. Some, Lord God, the doctors have done all they can do, and they can't do no more. Some, oh God, the doctors have given them medicine, and it's even made them worse, like the woman that had the issue of blood. Dear Jesus, we pray right now. Look down upon these. Oh God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out that's causing this sickness. Knock back demons and knock back devils. Lord God, let your healing virtue go through these bodies everywhere that my voice is being heard. Let healings be done, oh God, everywhere today. Heal all manner of diseases. Remove afflictions, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, show your divine power. Move that pain right now. Oh God, move that misery. Move that sore. Move the stiffness right now. You're being healed right now. As you're being healed, begin to thank God for your healing. The pain is subsiding. It's moving right now. Begin to thank the Lord. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank him for healing you. Right now it is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for healing these. Thank you for making them everyone whole. We thank you now, God, for doing this today. Oh, God, keep them in your hand, Lord God. Let them continue to hold on to faith and believe you for what your word says. According to their faith, so it be unto them. Right now, we count it done, Lord. Lord, when they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at the work that you've done in their lives. Thank you now, God. Thank you for healing them. We count it done in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Come on and give God a hand praise in the name of Jesus. That's it, my friends. You are healed by the power of God. If you believe it today, it is done. You don't have to worry about a thing no more. God has already done the work for you. Thank the Lord for it. What you ought to do is lift your hand and say, oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you all the days of my life. When I was sick, Lord, you healed me. When I was Give God a hand praise. Glory, glory, glory. bless you now, friends.
Glory.
Whew, God from Zion.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I feel glory. God right now.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
When God gets through blessing you, you can say like David. He anointed my head with oil. My cup running over. How many of y'all got a cup that's running over today? Glory to God. Put your hands together and give God a praise. Bless you now, friends. You know by now you're listening to that noisy church on the air once again, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We thank God, amen, that we're able to come. Hallelujah, glory to God. And have church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. God bless you. This is Pastor Lawrence Gaspar Staten. We invite you to come on down here to Exodus where we are. We don't have but so many minutes on the air. Amen. But listen, if you get here to the church, we got plenty of time to jump and shout and enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. What was that song we sang? Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Feeling mighty happy. Feeling mighty fine. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, friends, we invite you to come on down here where we are. Let's enjoy Jesus together. We invite you to write us. I look forward to hearing from you. We're here today, as we so often say, we are a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. We don't have no tricks. We don't have no gimmicks. We ain't trying to sell you nothing. We ain't trying to persuade you to buy nothing. All we're trying to do is tell you about Jesus. And all we ask you to do is help us keep this broadcast on the radio station that you're listening to. Now, when you write, make your check or money order out to Exodus Healing Temple. That's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your cell phone or your iPad or your tablet, you can send us your offering that way from your iPad or tablet or cell phone through the Cash App. Our tag is $PayExodus. That's our tag. We can send us through Cash App. $PayExodus. As soon as you hit the button, we'll have your offering on this end. We want to remind you that you can hear our radio broadcast at any time during the week by going to our Facebook page. That's the Exodus Healing Temple on Facebook. And you just click on my picture there and you'll be able to hear the broadcast at any time at your leisure that's on for that week. And also we're on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, you can hear our broadcast on there as well. Now for those of you that are listening to us in distant cities, we want to invite you to go, amen, to the churches that we tell you about because they're having the same type of services just like what you're hearing here in New York City at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. For those of you who are down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, go on to the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. If you're on the west side of Chicago, go on to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard. That's right at the corner of Madison Street, and that's where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, go on over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue, West Haven, Connecticut. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. You are in Gary, Indiana, going by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. That's Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. If you're in Roselle, New Jersey, the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue, Bishop McDaniel Wesley is the pastor there. And for those of you who are in Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. Go by these places, my friends, and you'll find the same type of noise what you hear on the broadcast. You'll find they're making that same type of noise at these various places. And God is working miracles, and God is healing, and God is delivering, just like he is here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
Right now, I want you to get your Bibles. Amen. Let's go to the Word of God, the 12th chapter of Luke. Amen. We want to look three verses out of that chapter. We want to look at St. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, and the 28th verse. That's Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 22, 23, and 28. We find these words recorded for our reading. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. 28th verse, if then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? What we want to encourage you today, my friends, is get rid of your worry and get rid of your anxiety. Some of y'all are so worried up and so upset. You're worried about a bill. You're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Some people, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Who told you was going to be here tomorrow? Many people lay down at night and don't get up the next morning. And I'm not saying that to try to scare you or to try to put fret in your heart. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is stop worrying about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. You worrying about it is not going to get your problem solved anyway. You up there pulling all your hair out. Your hair done turned gray. What's left up there on top of your head? Because you worrying and having a fit. You done gone and got a wig. And you're so worried up, even the wig done turned gray. Amen. You know, the black wig done turned gray because you worried all up. Oh, what am I going to do and how am I going to pay this bill? My God from Zion. Stop worrying about stuff. Here we find in the scripture today, Jesus spoke to the disciples. And notice he spoke who he spoke to, his disciples. Or disciples are the ones that's what? Following Jesus. You and I today are disciples of Christ because we're following him. So the same word that he spoke to his 12 disciples back in the Bible days, he's speaking to us today. And say, don't take no thought. In other words, don't worry, don't fret yourself. Don't even let it cross your mind. Or what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear on your body. Don't be upset about, well, I ain't got no money to buy no coat for the winter. God will provide for you. God will let somebody come along and bring your coat. They'll go to Burlington Coat Factory and buy a brand new one and bring it to you. That's the kind of God we serve. God will provide for you, my friends, if you will allow him to. But if you fret and if you get all upset, listen, when you got anxiety going on in your life, you can't think straight. Some things that you would think of and do, but because you're all upset and worried about what's going to happen, you can't think straight. That's why Jesus don't want you to be like that. He don't want you to have anxiety in your life. He don't want you to be all worried and, how I'm going to pay this bill, and, oh, how I'm going to meet this need, and, oh, how I'm going to put food on the table. Listen, leave that up to God. The Bible lets us know that God feeds the raven, right, in the same chapter that we're reading. God feeds the raven. They don't have to go out to work. And that's not to say you shouldn't work, because the Bible says if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. But what the principle of what God is trying to get to you is that he will provide for you. He will provide for you a way to get a job to put food on your table. Some people are depending on the government and depending on this one and that one. Listen, stop depending on man. Put your confidence in God. The Bible says flesh will fail you. But one thing about Jesus, he never fails. He's an on-time God. He's always there to help you. He's always there to deliver you. He's always there to bring you out. If he feeds the raven, they don't have no barns or nothing set up to store their food, but God feeds them. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear, because the Bible says in this same chapter, if God clothes the lilies of the field and make them more beautiful than what Solomon could ever imagine in all his glory. If God beautifies the flowers, how much more will he beautify you and put clothes on your back? And you are his masterpiece of creation. You are the top of the line when it comes down to God in this creation. And if God will do things for the sub-things of the creation, you being the masterpiece, he's going to do that much more. So I said, don't worry about what you're going to put on. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. The life that you're in is more than meat. It's more than clothing for your body. What you need to do is be more concerned about, Lord, how can I please you? Lord, how can I obey your word and walk right and do what you say do? You should be more concerned about, Lord, how can I get saved? Lord, what can I do to be saved? That's what you should do, just like those men on the day of Pentecost. When they heard the Holy Ghost had them fell, and they knew they didn't have that, what those people had in the upper room, they started saying, men and brothers, what shall we do? And Peter told them, said, listen, this is what you got to do. Repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what God wants to do for you, my friends. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you above measure. And the word of God says he wished that you would prosper and be in health. Amen? Even as your soul prospers. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be well. He wants you to have money. He wants things to work out for you. But the most top priority is that you get saved. When you get saved and get Christ in your life, everything else will fall in place. Hallelujah. But if you're out trying to kill yourself, working yourself to death, can't get to church because you're working all the time, can't get to prayer meeting because they got you doing overtime, can't never get to the Bible class because you're busy going to another site to work at, or you're too tired to come out because you don't work so hard doing doubles and triples, then you wonder, why I'm not prospering? Why I'm not blessed? Why is not the scripture coming to light like what I'm seeing here in the 12th chapter of Luke? That's because you got to learn to put God first. You got to turn to him and say, Lord, I'm giving myself to you. And you, oh God, will supply all my needs according to your riches in glory. Jesus told his disciples, said, don't be worried about what you're going to eat. Don't be worried about what you're going to put on. Some folks, they mope. Concerned about shopping downtown, going to get Gucci bags and Louis Vuitton and red bottom shoes. Hello, sisters. Yes, I'm talking about you today. Praise God. Worrying about getting all them expensive stuff, but you ain't concerned about your soul. God says he will bless you if you first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, all that other stuff, you can have the red bottom shoes and everything else, that will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His word said, don't even worry about what you're going to eat, and don't worry about what you're going to wear. God, being the God that he is, he will take care of you. What did the song say? Be not dismayed, whatever be time, God will take care of you. God is not going to let you, amen, not have provisions when you're supposed to be believing him, because that looks bad on him. He's going to take care of you. He's going to do what has to be done.
Yes.
He's going to supply your every need. Amen. Like we said on a previous broadcast, don't let his name go down. Lift him up high. Extol him. Bless his name. And then God says, I'm going to keep you from falling because I don't want my name to go down. Amen? God will provide for you, my friend. You don't have to try to make it happen. God will make it happen. Some people are trying to do everything they can to make things happen in their life. Wrong move. That's the wrong thing to do. Let it alone and let God do it. If God does it, it'll last. If you do it, it's going to be temporary. Amen? It's going to fall apart. It might hold up for a while, but it's going to fall apart just as sure as your name is what it is. But if you let God do it, it will last. That's why God said in word, he says, my word shall stand forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word is going to stand forever. If you get in this word, that word is going to hold you up. That word is going to cause you to have provisions in your life. Yes. Your bills will be paid.
Yes.
You'll have food to eat. You'll have clothing on your back. Yes. God's going to do that for you. So he says, don't fret. Don't have an anxiety attack. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, Lord, I don't know what to do next. The scripture even said, in between the verses that we were reading, what you're worrying, that ain't going to fix it. How many, he said, how many you can add one cubit to your stature? You the person, and can you add 2 feet to what you already are? If you're 5'7", can you make yourself 7'7"? No. That's what that one cubit means. That's about 25 inches. You can't add nothing to your height. So then why are you trying to get all upset over stuff you can't do nothing about?
Right.
Leave it in God's hands. Amen. Go home at night and go to sleep. Stop sitting up all night wringing your hands and trying to figure out how you're going to do. And y'all remember I told y'all once before, when the bill collector calls you, he's calling you during his working hours.
Amen.
When he finished calling you after his working hours, he goes home and do what? Go to sleep.
Amen.
That's what you ought to do also. Go to sleep, get some rest, and put your mind on Jesus, and God will show you how to come out of your dilemma. God will show you how to straighten things out. God will show you how to fix it. He'll give you the wherewithal. I was listening to Brother Nixon on the radio broadcast from last week, and how he was testifying and saying how his two children, you know, they want him to be here in New York with them for Thanksgiving. And he said he didn't know how to go about it because he couldn't divide himself up between the two to go this house or that house. So what he did, the Lord told him, said, just wait.
Amen.
And while he was waiting, his cousin called him from Camden, New Jersey, and said, come on down here to Camden for Thanksgiving. See, now that kept the peace because now he's not in town. He's out of town at Thanksgiving time.
Amen.
And so the two children that wanted him to come to their house here in Brooklyn, they can't say nothing because he wasn't here. Amen.
Amen?
God knows how to fix stuff up, my friend. God knows how to turn things around for you. All things work together for the what? The good.
Yes.
Amen.
God will do it for your good.
Yes, he will.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So don't worry about things. Don't fret about things. Don't get yourself all bent out of shape. Some people are going crazy because they're worrying about their bills, worrying about what they're going to do, worrying about what tomorrow's got to be taken care of. Listen, live today. And when tomorrow get here, it won't no longer be tomorrow. It'll be today.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen? Don't worry about what you got to do tomorrow. Live for today.
Yes, Lord.
You got enough trouble today.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than try to pile on top of today's stuff, tomorrow what's coming, which you ain't promised to be here for no way.